Welcome back. Oh my, sorry to come in so loudly. Your telepathy has grown much stronger since last night. You must have been practicing. I'll adjust how much power I'm putting behind my words.
Welcome to Sleep Tight Magic Academy. I'm Dominique Proganoskis, founder and director of the Academy. I can't wait for you to see what's in store tonight. Actually, you won't see it. Because we're learning about invisibility. Invisibility was one of the toughest skills for me to master. In a way, it's like the reverse of finding your magic spark. As you know, I'm a first-generation wizard, just like you. But I didn't have a program like Sleep Tight to guide me. It took so much time and effort to discover my magic spark, all on my own. And because I'd put so much work into finding it, there was always a little doubt in the back of my mind. What if I lose my magic spark? That's why I avoided invisibility for much longer than I should have. I feared that if I learned to disappear, my spark might disappear too. Clearly, my spark is doing just fine. In fact, it grows each time I share it with you. And I've learned to never let fear hold me back from something worth doing. I found the courage to learn invisibility thanks to the encouragement of a very special friend whom you already know. Houtini! Oh, and Professor Emerald Fogwaters is here too.
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. Teeny insists that I tell you I am merely an assistant today. Fine, a sidekick. At any rate, Houtini will be in charge of this lesson. I'll just be translating whatever Teeny says. Flash! Whoosh! The light of a thousand suns! Oh, come on, Teeny, quit being so dramatic. Since the dawn of time, when the first mighty and majestic owls inspired awe in the simple-minded cave-dwelling humans with their silly featherless skin and arms that can't fly no matter how hard they flap. That's enough, Teeny. We get it. Owls are better than people. Magic and light have always been synonymous. Much like elf owls and adorable personalities. But light could not exist without a counterpart. Shadow. Shade. Otherwise known as darkness. I love the darkness because, as an owl, I'm nocturnal. These lessons with you are how I start my day. I'm awake all night, and I go to bed when the sun rises. Trust me, you needn't fear the dark. It is needed in balance with light. Day needs night. Sun needs moon. Energy needs rest. And to understand invisibility, we must understand the balance between light and dark. You have already learned about the magic spark inside you. But the spark does not work alone. Its counterpart is known as the magic shade.
Ha 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 ha!
You know the magic spark manifests itself as a glowing light, but the magic shade manifests as breath. Like darkness, a breath cannot be seen, though we know it is there. Young wizards often fear that they may lose their spark. But I'll tell you what I told Dominique when she was afraid to learn invisibility. When you let your spark go dark, your magic shade remains. Each breath is a reminder that magic is with you always. You may wonder why I'm such an expert on invisibility. Besides my nocturnal nature, it's also due to my size. There's so much less of me to disappear. And I know that being small doesn't make me any less. Invisibility is simple. It's about allowing your magic spark to fade and trusting that your magic shade remains. Once you've mastered that, you'll have the power to make anything fade or even disappear. That's all there is to it. You'll find it comes naturally because you've already been using your magic shade throughout our lessons, each time we've asked you to take a deep breath. Now that you understand the balance of darkness and light, Proganoskis will return to lead your exercise, and I will bid you adieu. Now let's get going, you clumsy, grumbling mumpsimus. That last part was meant for me. I'm coming, Teeny. Sleep tight, everyone.
Let's begin our disappearing act. As we wind down tonight, we will practice our invisibility. You'll let each part of your body fade away from the tip of your toes to the top of your head. One by one, I'll ask you to imagine a part of your body glowing softly, filled with your magic spark. You'll relax that body part as much as you can. Then you'll breathe in deep, and as you breathe out, long and slow, the glow will escape through your breath. You'll imagine that part of your body fading. By the time you finish breathing out, that part of your body has disappeared. We'll repeat for each part of you until you're entirely invisible. Let's begin. Close your eyes. Relax from head to toe. Now begin to connect with your magic shade by taking a deep breath in and out. Let's begin with your toes. Imagine your magic spark as a soft glow shining from your feet. Relax your feet as you take a deep breath in. As you breathe a long breath out, let the glow fade until your feet have disappeared. Next, your legs. Imagine them glowing. Let them relax and hang loose as you breathe in. Then breathe out, letting the glow fade until your legs disappear. Next, your hands. Imagine them glowing softly. As you breathe in, wiggle your fingers, then let them relax. Now breathe out slowly, allowing your hands to become invisible. Onto your arms. Imagine their glow. Let them relax as you breathe in. And let them disappear as you breathe out. Next is your torso, from your waist to your shoulders and everything in between. Relax it all as you breathe in deep. Breathe out, letting your torso disappear. Finally, your head. Let it nestle deeper into your pillow as you breathe in deep. Now breathe out slowly until it disappears. You've done it. You are invisible from head to toe. Your magic spark has faded, leaving your magic shade in charge. With each breath, remember that magic is still with you. It grows stronger with each breath in and out. When you're ready, let yourself become visible again by reversing what we just did. One part at a time, allow your body to become visible again. First, your head. Then, your torso. Next, your arms. Your hands. Let your legs reappear. And finally, your feet. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes to feel that they have returned. Then let them relax. As the magical music grows louder, continue practicing your invisibility. Repeat this practice again and again, letting yourself disappear from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. Then let yourself reappear from head to toe. Do this over and over until you fall asleep. The key is to trust the power of your magic shade as you breathe deep and slow. Each breath is a reminder that magic is with you always. May your spark glow bright as I bid you good night. Sleep deep and sleep tight.